Thursday the 5th of July, Robert Aaron Jacobson on a topical theme. Hilchas Eruv Tchumim.
Morning. I've used this forum once before to discuss Hilchas Eruv Tchumim. It's very relevant this time of year, school holidays, people going away to places where, generally speaking, Hilchas Tchumim during the year here is not necessarily relevant. So perhaps together we'll do Chazara of these halachas. First of all, is Tchumim right or not? The Mishnah says in Tzaytach of Zayin on the base, the Mishnah says that Boy Biyayim Dorash of Akiva, and he bought a pasuk on Madoise Mechutz La'ir Alpayim Ba'amo. It's Paskeid Ma'alpayim Ba'amo, next week's Edra. And from there we learn, even though it's talking about the Migrosh for each city in Eretz Yisrael, how much the area around each city, the green belt of each city was, but we learn out from there the sheer idea of 2,000 amos being part of the place where a person belongs on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, learns out from there, so the Gemara finishes off, Haketav Elef Lemigrosh Ba'alpayim Lechum Shabbos. And Rabbi Yetegli disagrees, but after upon him, Rabbi Kiva holds, Tchumin is the right. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tastamach Pesam Adalek, the Gemara asks, how is it possible to know about Shabbos but not know about any Isurim which involve Chayechi of Misa? Says the Gemara, the Yodala and the Shabbos, the Tchumin, you knew about Shabbos with the Halachas of Tchumin, Ucha the Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Kiva holds. On the other hand, we pass him, that if you've got a Sofik in the Eruv in various circumstances, if there's a Sofik in Eruv Tchumin, it's kosher. Now we know the Sofik deraisa lachumra, Sofik drabonon lakula. So it would seem that we paskin not like Rabbi Kiva. What happened to the drushes of Alpayim ba'amos? I mean, what happened to the drushes that we learn out from Shabbos deraisa? So, and that there's a big machlokes apoiskim. The shittas amachaba, and I made the list of quite a few people here, the Ravid, the Rif, maybe the Rambam, all hold that there is a Tchum which is the Raisa. That means may not be 2,000 Amos, but there is a Tchum that is the Raisa. Yud Beis Mil is generally accepted that that's the possibility of the Tchum which is the Raisa, because that was the Shir of Machne Yisrael. We learn out from, I think it's this week's Edra, the Kalishal camp from exact notion of the pasuk was, from where they camped till from one extent of the camp to the other end of the camp was Yud Beis Mil, and we learn out from that that's the Shir De Raisa that would be. On the other hand, the Ritva, the Balamoy, the Ramban, the Gaon, and so they all hold that there's no such thing as Tchumin De Raisa at all. It's all Tchumin De Rabbana. Now, whatever happens, Tchumin, Eruv Tchumin has more of a stringency than Eruv Chatzeres. Because there is a tzad that is deraisa, and the Gemara says, the Rishonim say, that even those people who hold it drabonon, because it's asmachu akra, because it's based, it's got a smach to a pasuk, so that gives it a tzad that one should be more, one is more machme with it than normal eruv chateris. There are two practical nafkaminis in that. And that is, number one, there's a halacha that if one forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeres and it's now Bein Hashmoshes, one is allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeres Bein Hashmoshes. Shvus Bein Hashmoshes is Mutter. Eruv Tchumin one may not do Bein Hashmoshes. There's another halacha that Eruv Chatzeres you can send, if you want to make an Eruv Chatzeres between you and your neighbor, you can send a cotton, a minor, you can send that minor to go and take that Eruv Tchumin. Again, with Eruv Chatzeres, again Eruv Tchumin, you can't do that. The Eruv Chatzeres, Chatzchumin, the Eruv of Tchumin has a stringency. So now let's have a look, slowly let's try and together do Chazara of the halachas of Eruv Tchumin. Let's start with like this. There's a halacha, the very basic halacha on Hilchas Shabbos is that everybody has got four amas from the place where he is. If a person finds himself, wherever he finds himself, obviously not at home, find himself on the street, a person has Shvu Ish Tachtav. We learn out of a pasuk Shvu Ish Tachtav. The Gemara says in Erevin Daf Nun Aleph Shvu Ish Tachtav Mikan, that every person has Dalet Amos. That means that Dalet Amos is yours. You're allowed to carry inside that Dalet Amos, even if you're a Rishon HaRabim. That's your Dalet Amos. Your Dhamma Dhammas is your place. The pasuk carries on. What's the Aliyetze Ishvim Koyma B'yom HaShabbos? What's the Aliyetze Ishvim Koyma? It says the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph, a person shouldn't go out of his place. What's the going out of his place? 2,000 Amos. A person has his 4 Amos around and he has 2,000 Amos. He's not meant to go out of his 2,000 Amos. You're allowed to walk with 2,000 Amos in Shabbos. That means you measure the 2,000 Amos. You actually get more than 2,000 Amos. Because if I'm a point in the middle of that 4 Amos, so my 2,000 Amos only start from where my 4 Amos finishes. And we're going to see, Mitzvah Shem, that there is big enough geminis in that. It only starts from the 2,000, from outside my box. Because if I'm, let's say, in a wilderness, I'm stuck in a wilderness land in Shabbos. When Shabbos comes in, I'm stuck in a wilderness, there's no machikas around me, I'm over here. So this is where I sit down, I camp, this is where I'm sleeping on Shabbos. So my 2,000 Amos is around this area, I've got 2,000 Amos. But we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem that if one's in a place where one's 4 Amos is extended and one's 4 Amos is a little bit bigger, then my 2,000 Amos only starts from where the 4 Amos finishes. Now, wherever those 2,000 Amos finish, you're stuck. You're not allowed to go any further than 2,000 Amos. It doesn't matter where it finishes. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Beis, Samud Aleph, even if it would finish in the middle of a house, let's say my 2,000 Amos would finish in the middle of this room, now I wouldn't be allowed to walk in this room more than 2,000 Amos. This room, Mechleis, is a house and things, doesn't make a difference. Chazal gave me 2,000 Amos, and that's where it finishes. And therefore, if you go out, the halacha is that one goes out of the tchum, one's stuck. One's only got 4 Amos, because you've lost your place. Your place is over there. This is what the Torah gave you. Chazal gave you for Shabbos. You've moved out of your tchum. You've got nothing. That's where you are. You've got your dalad amos, because that's how much you take up space. That's how much the Torah says for yishtatam. That's all you've got. For example, I had a friend, an American, who was in a summer camp, and he decided with a group of friends that they were going to go on Shabbos from one camp to another camp. There was another camp down the road, a couple of kilometers down the road. They decided they'll go and visit their friends. So they arrived there and they landed in the camp. So the halacha is they're stuck. They weren't allowed to move. Novos. There is a halacha like this. And Simon Topay is Dalit that when one, alright, we'll come back to this in a second. But the halacha is one only has Dalit Amos. We're gonna see qualify in a minute Dalit Amos. Let's qualify Dalit Amos. So that is the basic halacha of 2,000 Amos. Let's move on. Let's qualify the 2,000 Amos. Let's ask the question like this. I have a relative, let's say, in the Wellington. I want to visit them on Shabbos. Now, 2,000 Amos is just under a kilometer. I want to go and visit them on Shabbos. The Wellington is more than a kilometer away. How am I allowed to go and visit them on Shabbos? Why isn't it a problem here in London, every Shabbos, if I want to go to shul, which is more than a kilometre away from my house, why is it not a problem with walking on Shabbos to shul? So the Gemara says, the whole of Kate of Ma'avrin is full of this, is the Ir, the town where you live in, is Kedalad Amos. Now that does not mean that there's machitas around the town. That means even in the areas where there's no Eruv, they're still considered to be one town. That's the chiddush of Eruv Tchumin, that wherever there's a built up area of a town, it's all considered, not only is it considered to be the 2,000 Amos doesn't start until you exit that area. Why? Because the whole town is considered to be my bayis. The whole town is considered to be my Dalad Amos. In other words, we said before that a person gets Dalad Amos, a person gets his house as being his Dalad Amos. Not only his house he gets the whole built up area around him that all called his Dalad Amos. So therefore, if you live in London, that's why I said these halachas are usually not relevant in London, because if you live in London, then the extent of your Dalad Amos is vast. It's the whole of London, more or less. I'm going to see, Mr. Shem, if there are points where you get a problem. Now, where does your 2,000 Amos start in a town? So the Gemara says the Machlekes Remei and the Chachamim and the Ramah Paskim Lekula in Simanshin Tavichet Tipei that a tarfus is included in the city. That means there's a very narrow green belt. Now, I don't want to say green belt because I'm like confused where I started with, but there's a little area, a service area. Chazal said there's a service area around the city. That means that every city has around it an area of 70 amos, which is called a tarfa fa'ir, where that is a service area of the city. For example, people do their washing there and their chveis. The things, a play area, a football area, the things there's a service area around each city of 70 amos. Now, that doesn't just apply to a city. Every house gets 70 amos. Every area, the start, it doesn't start the area until you have 70 amos around it. Now, the fact is, you measure your tchumin from that. The chacham say you don't, and Rameh says you do, and we paskin lekula. Shin tzadiches sif hei. Now, so we've got London. That's all 4 amos. You've got a little service area of 70 amos, which is about 30 meters around the city. That's where my 2,000 amos start. Now, let's say, for example, there is in one area of London, there's a few houses that jut out and stick out disproportionate to the circle of London. Let's say, where does my 2,000 amos start with regard to them? Now, the halacha is, the Gemara says, a story. The Gemara says, we'll come in a second, half a second. But let's just assume, take it simply, for example, yeah? But it's sticking out more than that. Now, the Gemara says that, I forget who it was. Rav Chista met Mori Breder of Huna, the son of Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, on Shabbos. And he said to him, I don't understand, you've come a long way here. You've come from Baranish to the shul. There used to be in Bavel, it probably still exists, the shul where Daniel davened. So he came, because the Zichron Rabba, he came to Mokum Kodesh. He came to the shul where Daniel davened on Shabbos, which was 3 parsa, that's 12 mil, he came on Shabbos. He only allowed to go 2,000 amos, which is, and most things, 1 mil. So he went 12 times the distance he's allowed to go. How did you get here? So he said to him, I saw and showed him Hani Masvasa the Midram Bishivim Amma Bishiraim. So Shaila, what this Masvasa was, towns or little houses, but there were houses along the way that were within 70 amas of the city. Of his baronish city. That means they extended, there's a chiddush over here in the Gemara, that if you place little huts all the way along the way within 70 amos and a bit of the original city becomes extended and becomes the parameters of the city, the borders of the city start only where those 70 amos finish. So if a person is in London and he wants to get to a place which is outside London, which is, let's say, beyond his 2,000 amos outside London, there's a simple answer. If he can find huts along the way, or he can even place huts along the way, which are within 70 amos of each other, which is about 35 meters of each other, the borders of the city get extended. Now this is relevant also when you're working out in a village, let's say, and you're trying to work out where your Tchum Shabbos starts from. If you've got huts which are Roy Ladira, within 35 meters of each other, then that becomes part of the village. If a barn is, I'm just thinking now, I don't remember, I have to check that out. Now, so the whole city where you live in, with all the huts, with the service area, that's all your Daladamas. Now, how do you work then? What happens then? Once you've got your Daladamas, how do you do that? So the Gemara says what you do in case of Avrin, what you do is you make the city into a box. Now that is again a big chiddush in Hilchas Eruvin. And that is, let's start with the Daladamas. The Daladamas which I have, is that a circle or is that a box? Now, L'chaira it should be a circle because if any way I turn around, I've got Daladamas and I'm in the point in the middle, so I should have Daladamas around me. But it doesn't work like that. Chazal gave you 4 Amas, brought in 2 places, in Chin Tadi Base, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and it's brought in Shin Mem Volk, I think. No, I just saw it last night. So Shimem Hey Sifay also that a person has four amas like a box. Because I gave you four amas like a box. You gain the corner. When you do the same to a city, when you square off the city, you also get a box. That means the city can is shaped like a, if you square off the city. If it's a round city, so you square off the city like a box. If the city is funny shaped funnily, that awkward, then the Gemara says you shape it like a box. The same goes for the 2,000 amas. You shape the 2,000 amas around the city like a box. So effectively, you get much more. You get 2,800 amas instead of 2,000 amas. Now, how exactly do you make that box? Those halachas are complicated. They're probably not for the form of another 11 minutes to discuss the whole of Hilchas Erev Tchumin. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Tadi Tes Siv Zayin, Ein Moedadin Ela Min Amumcha. That and Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Machlokes Rishonim what that means, but the Mishnah Berurah brings the pshat of one of the some of the Rishonim with, and that is Ein Moedin Ela Mamisha Boki Bemidas Hakarka. Somebody who knows and appreciates, understands how to measure the practical side of things, and number two, somebody who knows the halachas of Hilchas Medida. Because when it comes to these things, there are a number of halachas and complicated halachas, which if you don't know the halachas, you won't come to make a mistake. Just an example of a few other halachas that one could. Just the headings of the halachas. First of all, exactly how to square it, which way to square it. There's halachas that are relevant to tzvonei shel olam, adromei shel olam. That means that sometimes one squares it just as a square, but sometimes one squares it according to the way the north south of the world. There's another halacha when it comes to measuring it. That if the karka is karka shava, it's straight, then it's easy to measure 2,000 numbers. But if there's slopes and inclines, then there's halachas of makadrin baharim. That means that one has to measure it in a placing the string to one's stomach and the other person's foot, and in certain instances, again, one has to know when, how, what type of string one uses. So generally speaking, to measure exactly 2,000 amas, these measurements, one shies away from if one can, because of the complicated halachas, exactly what type of string one's meant to use. Also, the Gemara says one should use a chevel til pishdom because it shouldn't be too tight, too taut, or too slack. So it mustn't be too heavy, otherwise you won't be able to pull it tight. So there's various halachas which are relevant, which are on that the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Elamin amomcha." Navos, if a person finds himself that is brought in Shulchan Aruch, a person finds himself in a situation that he needs to measure 2,000 amos. That Shulchan Aruch says for everybody. That in Shin Tzadi Zayin Siv Beis, the person can walk 2,000 footsteps, you know, they're approximately an amma, and wherever that finishes, 2,000 ammas, he knows that they're till there, he's definitely allowed to go. We don't know, it's difficult to, unless one is really a mumcha, to measure how to get that extra 800 ammas on the side, to know exactly whether you're in the right position to be able to get that corner. Is this the corner of the city, and are you therefore heading for that corner? But to get 2,000 amas, that you can definitely get on Shabbos. And therefore, if you want to place an Erev Tchumin, or you want to know to what extent you can go, if it's within 2,000 amas, you know you're safe. Now, this 2,000 amas, which we mentioned, and which we said starts from the end of the city, the end of the service area of the city, actually, what would happen if you'd have two cities, and this is very relevant, if you'd have two cities next to each other. When we say two cities next to each other, they can both be called London. One can be on one side of the Thames and the one can be on the other side of the Thames. And there's a gap between them. How are they, to what extent are two cities connected that they can be called one city? When is two cities, when they're connected, really now just an extension of mine? For example, I mean, this block, let's say, over here, Leaside Crescent, Oakfields. This block over here. Is the other side of Leaside Crescent over here, and the other side of the road, is that also called part of my city? Where is the extent? So here it's within 70 amas, so that's not a problem. But let's say I've got a wide road, like North Circular Road. And North Circular Road is, let's say, wider, a plate in parts, than 35 meters. So from one house to the other house on the other side. So where is it? So would that make it a different city? So on that, the Gemara says that just like one city gets 70 amas, to the other city, if it's called a city, also gets 70 amos. That's Shinshin Tadichesti Zayin. And therefore together you get 140. So you get an extra, you get 70 meters. It's relevant, still relevant, for example in places where they've got very big, speaking to somebody yesterday, they call it Bachlefim, big junctions. So there the size of the junction can be so big that it's bigger than 70 amos, and it can effectively cut off one part of one town to another part of the town. It's relevant, for example, people who want to go, speaking to somebody from Tel Aviv area, somebody wants to go, let's say, from Beilinson, the hospital Beilinson, to Bnei Brak, because of these massive junctions. So Eza Mitzian put down an Erev every Shabbos, Erev Tchumin, in order to assist people who are going to have to go from Bnei Brak to Beilinson, because even though it's pretty much built up all the way, but because there's such a massive junction in between which cuts off the two, because it cuts off the two places, so therefore mainly it makes the problem of Hilchos Tchumin very relevant there. It could be in Yerushalayim, I don't know, but I was speaking to somebody also, there's issues there, let's say between Har Nof and the main body of Yerushalayim, there are places where there are massive areas. One has to work it out whether there's going to be a problem with Hilchos Tchumin there. Okay.
You have some parts of the town where you haven't got that problem of 140.
So that's why it depends. That's
that means you have to cross at that point.
No. It depends. So there, it depends again how you square the town. That would be part of these halachas of ribua here. If the town would be, this is relevant. For example, in Gates, if you just, I have access to Chuvas Machta Elio for a fault. So a fault has this issue there. In Gates, the bridge, the time bridge, the distance of this from Gates to Newcastle is bigger than 140 amos. So how is one allowed to go from Gates that people go to visit relatives in hospital and across the bridge? So again, there he works out whether the shape of Gates of Newcastle is such that the river meanders, and you've got a part of Newcastle which is sort of slightly lower over here, and Gates sort of sticks up, and as the river. So if you square it, the two squares overlap. So that is again a new shaila. There's where squares overlap. So the fault brings it, okay. I can bring a few people who say that maybe it's not okay. That's the issues there. The minig is in Gates, they go across, and the Gates of Drov never said anything, so that's a stuck from the Gates of Drov also. If it's considered to be mukaf levayis of the houses, if it's considered to be a part, if it could be halakhically considered to be a part, it could do it, but it's not. It could do. Now, if one wants to get to a place which is beyond one's tchum, what should one do? So Chazal allowed the b'mokum mitzvah. I stress b'mokum mitzvah. To go and extend your tchum. Now, mokum mitzvah is very broad here. Mokum mitzvah can mean to go and visit your parents, to go and visit your rabbi, to go and get a minyan. Even the it's said broad there in Simon Toftes Vav. Even if you feel you want to go for a nice walk on Shabbos in the Pardesin, and it's a gishmaka place, so then that also be considered a mitzvah of Oynek Shabbos. So now, you want to go more than 2,000 amos. Your 2,000 amos finishes a kilometer outside town. You would like to go a kilometer and a half, so you're very safe, but you can't get there. So Chazal allowed you to make an Eruv Tchumin. That means by Eruv Tchumin that you now live somewhere else for this Shabbos. You live in the other place for this Shabbos. You live over wherever you're going to put your Eruv Tchumin. How do you make an Eruv Tchumin? You either be there on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos when Shabbos comes in, and then you just can be there, or you put down bread. We're going to see what you put down, but you have to put down food for two meals. And if you put down the food for two meals, and you have to say, make a bracha, and you have to say, it's essential that one has to say it. That was brought in. I'm going to find it. We'll see. That you have to say that this should be my area for Shabbos. This is where I want to be praying a shvita this Shabbos. Now you have to put down food for two meals. Now imagine a camp who wants to go from one place, let's say 10 people, a mishpocha, who want to go from their house to where there's a minyan on Shabbos, and they're just outside the tchum, so they're placing their tchum there. So now they live here, and they put food for two meals for every single member of family who wants to use the Eruv. It's clear that one has to do for everybody top test design. This is unlike Eruv HaTzeiros. Eruv HaTzeiros, once you get to a certain amount of people, 18 people, you don't have to add more food for anybody else who wants to use it. When it comes to Eruv Tchumen, seeing as each person individually in a town can decide where he wants to move around for Shabbos, so you have to put for each and every person Mazon two meals. Mazon two Suddas is quite a lot of food. We're going to have to see exactly how we get around that problem. Now, one puts it down, this Mazon for two Suddas, and one lives there for Shabbos. Living there for Shabbos means that that's your 2,000 amos. So if you're putting it under a garbage can somewhere, you have to realize that that's where your 2,000 amos are. So your 2,000 amos get measured from there, and wherever your 2,000 amos around there finish, that's where you are. So you've lost your 2,000 amos on the other side of the town or wherever it is. Now, how much food do you have to put down? Now, you have to put down modern state of this. Then Simon Top Test and then Simon Shane Pevov brought the amount is either 8 beitzim or 6 beitzim, machlekes rishonim, of food per person. It's a lot of food. Now, the Gemara says, and this is a tremendous kula, the Gemara says that this is brought in Shane Pevov, that one only has to put of each type of food the amount that you need of that food in a meal. So, for example, if I eat an egg in a meal, a raw egg can be eaten in a meal, so all I need to put down is 2 eggs. That's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, 2 eggs is good enough. If I dip in chaymet, in vinegar, that's the vinegar in those days, so all I need is to put enough vinegar that I dip in 2 meals, which is a little amount. If I spread, now this is already a chiddush, but this is, by extension, this is the same thing. In camps in America, apparently what they do is a jar of peanut butter, because that's the lift on for bread. So as much as you know, spread onto 8 kazika beitzim of bread, that would also be called the modern shtei sudas. So I mean, if you use 2 eggs, what we did in camp was 2 years ago, there was a family who wanted to come from outside the tchum. So what we did was we were makna to them 2 eggs from the kitchen, 2 raw eggs. They can be raw even because the b'shasa tchaka person can eat a raw egg in meal. So 2 eggs per person, whoever wants to come over, and that way they had the Eruv Tchumen. If you're going to start putting down matzahs or bread, you're going to end up with vast amounts of matzah that you need. 8 bacon is quite a lot. Okay. You then, once you take that, you have to be kona that bread, and you have to be zoche, and then make the bracha. I'd just like to finish off, if I may, about 2 minutes. What happens if I want to extend my Eruv letter here in London? I live in Golders Green. To get from London from Golders Green to an area which is just outside its home is already, let's say, 5 kilometers, or let's say. I then really want to go and visit somebody just outside of Elstree or somewhere like that. I want to go and visit them. I want to go to an area which is outside the tchum, so I would like to place the Eruv Tchumen in order to assist me. Let's assume the Eruv Tchumen will assist me. It's just outside the tchum, so let's say 3,000 amos away. So I'm going to put down an Eruv in such a way that I'm going to allow me to walk to this person. So I put down my Eruv, let's say 1,500 amos outside of London, and now that's where I live for Shabbos. So now, how am I allowed to come back here and sleep at home on Shabbos? It's more than 1,500 amos away from my Eruv. I now live there. That's my Dalad Amos. So how am I allowed to come back home? I live there. That's my place. When I live in London, so the whole of London is my Dalad Amos. So when I live there, how am I allowed to come back here? So there is a three-way machlokes on this point. The Eilas Shabbos holds you stuck. So that's it. You can't come back home. Okay. The Mechaber brings a Gemara which Lechaira really proves that you can, because the Gemara says, if somebody, a very famous Mishnah, if somebody says in Yovei Chacham Lemizrach, Eruv Lemizrach, in Yovei Chacham Lemarev, Eruv Lemarev, so now he's put his Erev, one on one side of the city, one on the other side of the city, and Monashech is going to see tomorrow where his Erev was, Yesh Breira. But now whatever happens, how can he get to, if he lives there, then how can he get to the city, how can he move around in the city? And if he lives there, how can he move around in the city? Says the Machaber, and this, that where you sleep, if you're lon, if you sleep here in this, if you live here, it's Kol Zaman, let's say they have a Machaber says it, Kol Zaman, you haven't activated your Erev. If I'm here inside London, I haven't activated the Erev yet, the Erev, I'm still allowed to move around in my city, it's Kedal Adamus. I mean, there's a special chiddush over here, that my city remains Kedal Adamus. The Ramah holds even more, that not only Kol Zaman, I haven't activated my Erev, but even after I've activated my Erev, that means even after I've gone to the place where my Erev, my town where I slept in, still remains Kedal Adamus. So for example, what one should do then, is that one should put the Erev down at 1500 Amos that's outside London before Shabbos, come back home, be at home Bein Hashmashes and sleep here, and that way this town stays Kedal Adamus and that place where you're living is Kedal Adamus. For example, if you've been in a camp we had there, if you have been in a camp and you've got your little village where you're living, and let's say there's another village down the road, and let's say the village down the road has the Sefer Torah, so, and that village, let's say, is slightly bigger than your village. Now, but the distance between the two villages is 2,000 amos. But there's no way you've got enough distance to get to their building where the Sefer Torah is going to be much more than 2,000 amos. So the Eitzah you have here is to, let's say, put the Erev down in the camp building, whatever, where the Sefer Torah is. You then go home and stay at home for Bein Hashmashes and for the sleep there overnight. So now, the town where you are, where you went home to, that's your Kedal Adamus because that's you slept there. The town where you put the Erev in, that's Kedal Adamus because that's where the Erev is. So all you measure is the distance between the two towns, and you save yourself a tremendous amount because you only have to worry about the gap between the two towns. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no problem. Yeah.